in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to grow and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the mirror shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Lots of diamond rings.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is James Martinez coming to you from Beverly Hills, California. John will not be in today. He's recovering from some dental work yesterday, as you may recall. He was on the air with me with Bob Neverett yesterday, and he had to take off early, so we hope he feels better and can return tomorrow, hopefully. So, yesterday, I wanted to, we got loads of calls right at the very end of the hour, the last segment with Bob there, and there was something that he mentioned on the air that I wanted to run by you guys, because of the synchronicity nature of it, plus because of something that was printed here in a Los Angeles paper. You may have heard Bob talking about the television and how it affects pretty much everything and how we think and so forth. And he mentioned, you know, if you're going to pull a gun out, put a gun out and fire it at your TV station, or fire it at your TV itself, and that will help your life more than anything. So I'm going to the news stations, and I'm looking at all the latest media coming out of the stands. And what do I see? I see on the cover of there's two papers that come out every week here. One's called the LA Weekly, and the other one's called City Beat. And a lot of most major cities come out with a weekly newspaper. Big LA, New York, Dallas, all the big Detroit has them. They come out with these weekly newspapers, and it's all about what's going on in the local city, etc. And what do you know? On the cover of City Beat, the newspaper, is a television that looks like it's been shot at by about 10 bullets. And within the picture is a picture of gray overcast and a bunch of electronic equipment sitting there up in smoke in the actual picture of the television, which is great because it's precisely image and the idea that television is done to people in terms of controlling belief systems, conditioning people, unifying experience all over the world, and creating ideas about other cultures that aren't even true, la-da-da-da-da. We could go on and on and on about that. But that did come out here, so it is significant, and I actually did call Bob regarding that to ask him, what did you say exactly? Because I remember him saying that the TV should be, you know, shot itself more than anybody else, and I couldn't agree more. And lo and behold, it comes out here right on the cover of the newspaper. Very interesting. So all of you, what we're going to do today, I'm going to play a clip from it's from In Debt We Trust. It's directed by Danny Schechter, and it basically is going to cover up how the credit cards operate, because a lot of you, it's not an issue. It's the only issue with you is paying it and getting it out of your hair. You don't really know the machine of the credit card companies and how they actually operate, how they keep track of millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of you, all there using your credit cards, paying your credit cards, defaulting on your credit cards, the whole thing. And we're going to play a little clip on that. Also, we're going to be taking your calls today, any grievances you have to express regarding your credit cards, any unsecured debt you're trying to get rid of, any comments, anything, please feel free to call us here at 800-313-9443. Again, it's 800-313-9443. This is James Martinez with Cashflow. We'll be back right after this break.
Are you- Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
All righty, we're back. This is James Martinez with Cashflow. John Stadtmiller is out for the day. He shall return tomorrow, I hope. No, I did not forget, everybody. It is Valentine's Day, is it not? Yes, it is. Happy Valentine's Day to all our listeners. Everybody that's listening, take time out for the ones that you love, show them that you appreciate, and yes, it does matter, and I will leave it at that, okay? I know most of you are probably out like, okay, I got to spend a little extra on the girlfriend, the wife, get the flowers, charge it on the card, it's worth it, it's worth it. Sometimes you just got to do that. Do I advocate using your credit cards? No, use cash if you got to, but make sure you show the ones that you love that you care and go out of your way and do something great for them. Okay, all right, so we're back. I want to play this little clip here from how the credit card companies operate. Some of you don't know this, never heard this before. It may be new to you. It may be information that you may have been suspect of but you weren't sure about. So we're going to play this from In Debt We Trust by Danny Schechter. This is real interesting. Take a listen to this.
More and more sectors of the American economy recognize that their financial success is based on the success of the credit card industry.
This is Wilmington, Delaware. There's a bank on every corner behind me, the headquarters of MBNA. It's a state known for its favorable business climate, for its low taxes, and for its politicians who will do the bidding of the credit card companies.
MBNA is now owned by the Bank of America, Fewer and fewer banks, some say 10 in all, dominate 92% of the industry, supplying, get this, 1.5 billion cards worldwide held by 158 million card holders. That averages to 10 cards per person. The banks persuaded Congress to deregulate, leading to consolidation and higher prices. Pro-business court decisions allowed them to base operations in low-tax states like South Dakota and Delaware and end consumer protections against usury. You and I may not fully understand how the credit industry, the card companies, and big banks operate, but they understand us, their customers.
Everything here is very clearly thought out and premeditated, whether it's having conferences and think tank sessions about how to encourage people to accept more debt, to work with merchants, for example, to persuade merchants with empirical information that if your average customer pays in cash, that if they use a credit card, they'll buy 20-25% more.
Three big companies maintain vast databases on every American. They have more data than the CIA, says computer expert Daniel Gross.
The credit card system as a whole is a huge threat to our freedom. But the really great threat isn't so much these corporations as our nonchalance in the face of the power they have over us. It's our indifference, our negligence, our ignorance that gives them their power and that makes them dangerous to us.
Gross showed us how these companies present themselves.
This is the homepage of the Experian website. Notice how it has all the friendly colors and it's very inviting. Happy mom, happy kid, very friendly, non-threatening. And that's the way they want you to feel about the multi-million dollar business they have.
Okay, I stopped it there because the important issue is they want to control how you feel. That is one of the most important issues for the credit card companies to be able to access within their new customer base and their existing customer base is being able to control how you feel about your money and how you purchase and what happens when you purchase something with your credit card. It feels different, obviously, than when you use cash. So that has been systematically created over a long period of time through computers, through advertising. All of those things play a part in controlling you and getting you and coercing you into this total disaster area of being involved with the credit card issues. Now, I want to address some of your calls that I've received from you. For those of you that are have unsecured debt that have just been served with a lawsuit, okay, it's important to realize that we prefer not to deal with you if you've just been served. Reason being is it's very late in the game, and what happens is, yes, we can deal with those type of things. However, it does take time out, and sometimes Brad Daly has to go represent that particular account in court at a very quick amount of time. In other words, he doesn't have a lot of time to look at the case and the issues and deal with the paperwork and go into court and because it's been left at the final moment. So for those of you that are getting letters from law firms that are considering doing this, you probably want to speed up your decision quicker because of the fact it's a lot easier to deal with than when you've just been served and you've got to respond within 20 or 30 days, depending upon which state you're in, according to the Civil Code of Procedure and so forth, for your lawsuit. Because as I've mentioned to you, and we've had callers call in, and I want to hear about this, if you're getting outstanding credit card debt from way over like 4 to 5 years, way beyond the statute of limitations, oh, I want you to call in and tell me about that, because that is a trend that is increasing more and more and more. I've heard from not only people that have called in on the show, but I've heard from people email and other colleagues of mine that they're getting collection letters, in some cases lawsuits, on alleged debts that they accrued many, 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 many years ago, and these collection agencies are sending out random paper to all sorts of people trying to collect on date with an alleged debt that now has the original principal amount plus years and years and years and years of interest accrued on that alleged debt. Then they send it out to you, say you got to respond in 30 days, and then they rack up even more interest and penalties. And after they rack up the interest and penalties, if you've not dealt with them, this most of the time they will send either a law firm letter that will be out of state, or they will send an in-state law letter saying, hey, you owe this, pay us now. essentially. It's basically a one-pager that's basically they use as like a cookie-cutter letter that they send out to everybody. And that letter says, you know, for such and such account, we now are the holder in interest of this credit card debt in the amount. Please pay it now, et cetera, et cetera. So then from that particular point, most people, when they get a letter from a law firm, don't realize that it's hardly over yet. And it really gets serious if they're sending you something certified return receipt or something that comes registered mail to. Then it's very serious because you got to remember, most of these companies have no idea if you're even at the residence in the first place. They don't have any proof. They don't send the letters out and pay the extra cost to make sure it gets there with a signature and so forth so that they're tracking you. They'd much rather go off the idea of scaring you first and then adding interest and whatnot onto the debt. And then when you get a letter from a law firm, it's accrued all this extra amount on it, which is for them it's just extra profit ratio, because what they want is for you to settle. They don't want you to go to court. So they want to get a good settlement by waiting for a long period of time. Then a third-party debt collector may circulate that alleged debt with three or four collection agencies outside of your state. Then you may get a letter from an in-state attorney or out-of-state attorney. Then they're going to ask you to pay up. Then, okay, at that particular point, if you're at that point, you're getting letters like that, and you're sitting on the fence of whether or not you want to move forward and eliminate your credit card debt, now is the time to do it, because it's a lot easier to deal with, and also the odds of Mr. Brad Daly having to go to court are a lot lessened because he deals with quite a number of different issues, and it would be much better if you inquired before you got served instead of after, okay? It's very important that you do that. For those of you that need to call in, express your grievances about the credit card issue, you have any questions, please call me at 800-313-9443. Again, it's 800-313-9443. Because here's what happens. If you get, and this is an important thing for you to know, because most people do not understand, they don't read those letters, they just shove them under the desk, and they just avoid the pain by doing that. But the thing is, never to run is to get right in their face on these issues, because most of the time, like I said, they do not want to go to court. They want a settlement. So, I'm not saying you should settle with them at all. I'm saying that's their goal, because they really don't want to go through due process and have to answer stuff back and forth and have to send one of their seventh-string idiot moron attorneys to show up in court who has no idea about the case, got their bar card in night school, and is completely, totally ignorant of the situation. Because most of the time, lawsuits that come for credit cards, there's nothing original about them. They just change the important information, like the amount. The allegations may change in slight. And their general argument is like, you owe this, you got this stuff, you agree to their purchase agreement, pay it now. Of course, you know, they send out these en masse. So this is what's happening all over. It's happening in New York from listeners we've had in New York, Florida, Texas, California, Washington, Nevada, and in Utah as well. And all of you are freaking out because you're getting these letters from these law firms and you don't even remember where these debts came from. It was so long ago you thought the issue was over. Well, to them it's not, because this is a business, and the business that their profit mostly is due upon is your ignorance of being able to understand what's happening to you, and also when you have that much energy coming at you, nagging, complaining, and expressing things and putting messages on your machine which are completely not true. All of you fall victim to that, and it stresses you out entirely, and it ruins your Valentine's Day, and we don't want that to happen. So please make sure, if you're going to be taking all your alleged credit card debt, unsecured debt, school loans, things of that nature, medical bills, all of that stuff, make sure you know the dates that they were accrued, what the exact amounts are, so that when, if you want to move forward, you have all that, you can make a decision, research it, whatever you need to do, and then you can be in. But you probably, it's best not to give me a call when you've just been served, unless you have like a 30-day window amount of time so that you can respond in time. Otherwise, it just crams everything very quickly, and it makes it difficult for everybody to get things done, because most people, the reason why they have a lawsuit and they've gotten to this thing is because it's a pay tomorrow syndrome. So everything that comes late to you, that type of training and thinking is, well, I'll take care of it tomorrow. So you get letters from collection agencies and people are like, I'll just ignore it, I'll just ignore it, I'll just ignore it. And what happens? It all adds up, and then they come after you and it gets serious. So that you want to avoid that entirely. If you want to address the issue when you have it early, okay? We'll be back. This is James Martinez with Cashflow. We'll be back right after this break.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We are back. James Martinez with Cashflow. I'm going to play this other part that was in Danny Schechter's movie, In Debt We Trust. This is important because a lot of people don't know how serious the identity theft issue with the credit cards is. I brought that a couple days ago up with John because they're going to be issuing new types of cards out, which are not going to be credit cards. They're going to be debit cards, which is going to create a whole other massive, gigantic mess with your individual bank as well as your credit card. In other words, if you have an American Express debit card, but your bank is with B of A, it's going to cause massive problems. And you can, if you want to research that, you can probably do it with, if you go in Google and search in credit card debit cards, just put dash, and there's articles in Smart Money about that coming out. And they say they're going to give it to the preferred customers. Of course, the preferred customers are the ones with the most successful slavery records, so to speak, that are on time and have good credit, blah, 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 blah. But it's a big-time danger, and you need to watch out for that, because a lot of people, this is the point I want to bring in on that, because most of you have been conditioned to use this piece of plastic over and over again for your purchases. Then they're going to come out with a debit card that looks exactly like the credit card, and for most of you, you've used this credit card knowing that you don't have to worry about it now. You pay for it later. Now, with the debit card, it's going to be withdrawn out of your account immediately. So a lot of people aren't going to be able to pull that off, and they're going to make mistakes. They're going to use the wrong card, and that doesn't even count all the identity theft issues that are going to be brought up with this. Of course, all of this is to increase the profit margin of the banks and the credit card companies, but moreover, it's to control you and condition you and get you to think that you actually need them, and cash is not king, plastic is king, but it's not. Cash is king. All right, we're going to play this clip, and I want you to listen to this real closely, because this isn't something that most people know about, on how banks use your identity.
We hear a lot about identity fraud and credit card scams against individuals, but not about fines and lawsuits against unethical practices by credit card companies, including deceptive advertising and improper fees. These credit bureau practices were riddled with abuses too. They've now simplified their products and the way they determine credit scores.
Credit score is a number that is calculated differently by each credit reporting agency using a proprietary formula.
Proprietary is another word for secret, which is how much of the industry operates. It decides on your credit worthiness and can often unilaterally change the agreement it has with you even after you've signed it.
I don't bother reading most of the things I sign when I get them from my credit card company.
You're a lawyer.
Most people have difficulty understanding the amount of paper that your credit card company assaults you with. Multiple pages. The pages are at least 15 in number. The print is very small. And again, this is an example of drafting by a risk-minimizing lawyer.
What the big banks and credit card companies understand that most of us don't is that our society has changed fundamentally. Consumer credit drives our economy, but where is it driving us to? Everyone is scrambling to pay their bills. In many states, you can take out a loan using your car title as collateral. We followed these two guys into a title loan store in Delaware.
Well, we went in to get a title loan on Eric Petter's automobile here. The book value of this car is probably about $9,000.
Your vehicle, the most we'll be able to do if we can help with anything is
$1,100.
Mm-hmm.
And then what has to, then what's.
Well, yeah, but it's
25%.
Did you hear that, everybody? 25% interest. Total absolute insanity. So you heard it right there. People are using their cars, the financing, all that. Nobody has any money. So by the time they get their car, they have their rent and everything else, they're completely living out of beyond their means, and they're already trapped before they even got their life started. Now, I've gotten some emails from students that are at universities that have got school loans, are completely freaked out, don't know what they're doing because they've already got some of them have like between $10,000 and $15,000 of credit card debt, but they already are forecasting by the time they get out of school, they're probably going to have like $40,000, which I hope they do not do that, because then there's no life after that. You're going to have to have two or three jobs, and you're going to be graduating and walking out in the streets. Currently, right now, with the economic situation in America is an absolute disaster, and the stimulus package, I don't know, I'm sure all of you have checked out on the local news, Bush signed the stimulus package, which is a complete, total, absolute trap. It's not going to do anything for you, period. You will get a check in the mail, and most of you are going to put it to bills or credit card issues. You're not going to go out and buy your Gucci shoes or your dress or your G.I. Joe with a Kung Fu grip or any of that stuff, because you can't afford it. So you're going to take that stimulus package check, and you're going to go off and you're going to put it into your cards, and then maybe you might be able to take a breath from that particular point. The stimulus package, it's a total disaster in the making doing that. And for a lot of you, it's just misdirection from the general public, that is. It's misdirection. I think, oh, everything's fine. Obviously, they have this extra cash here. We're going to get our check in the mail. Everything's just great. Well, it's not great. It's not going to be great. I need to be very careful with that. All right, we're going to be back. Janus Martinez, Cash Flow, right after this. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All righty, we're back. James Martinez with Cash Flow. I know we got a caller, Steve in Ohio. Are you there?
Hello, Steve? James.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
Good. Hey, I had an opportunity to talk to one of my friends over the weekend, and he works at one of these collection agencies.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, and I'll leave the name off because I don't want him to get fired, but he said that his office is already gearing up to hop on some of these income tax rebate checks that people are going to get back.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
that's
yeah, I bet.
Just a little warning for people out there.
Did he tell you what the strategic plan is, that what that collection agency is planning on doing? Are they going to, as soon as those checks come out, they're going to just like call in and send paper out and drive everybody crazy immediately, or what's the story?
Yeah, I guess it sounds like they're going to do a lot of these things you was talking about, where they would be taking people to court and stuff like that, you know. So I have to ask him more about it, but...
Okay, so let me ask you this. Does that particular guy that you were talking to, does he like working there? Why is he doing that, first of all?
I guess that's, you know, he said he doesn't like it there, but that's the only job he could find around this area, so that's why he's working there.
So he doesn't have any problem calling up and harassing people about alleged deaths that don't exist, is that correct?
Oh, I can see it in his eyes. He probably does, but I guess, you know, he just doesn't have no other option right now, so he's got to make money to feed his family, you know, so I guess
he's
sort of...
Wow, so it's that bad, huh? So he's in a job that he hates, in something he knows is a complete lie, knows he's going to be participating in more harassment as this check comes out, yet he still stays.
Yeah.
Very, very, very interesting.
I would be surprised if he stayed very long, you know, knowing the type of person he is, but...
Right, right. Well, I hope your friend gets an option to get out, because living like that is no way to go, especially if that guy's been briefed and he understands what's going on and he's working there. I mean, every time he makes a phone call, it's going to be painful for him, and every time he brings home a check, he's going to realize that it's somebody else's blood, basically.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay,
yeah,
James.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Steve.
Okay,
thanks for
the
call. All right, well, there you go, everybody. That's a situation where somebody knows it works for a collection agency, knows the situation, yet they're doing a job that they can't stand. Like, I know countless people that are in jobs that they cannot stand, and they're making money, and they're just existing. They're not really living at all. I mean, wherever your consciousness flows is where your reality will go. If you focus on a debt all the time, that's what you're going to get all the time. And most of the people that I deal with here, unfortunately, have put so much focus on their debt that they never manifested anything beyond that. So if you keep thinking about debt, and debt is a big issue in your life, it's going to be reinforced by everything around you. So that's why, again, I tell everybody that gets into this program, that's trying to get out of their current spending habitual patterns that they've been in, that when they do this program, they need to change. It's not just good enough. I've joined the program, and okay, 9 months from now, on that, then I have no credit card debt, and it's good. No, that's not good enough. That's not good enough at all. You have to be prepared to change your consciousness, because I know people that have no credit card debt at all and don't even play in that game, because they have a kind of a wealthy state of mind about the situation. They know that they can go forward in business and manifest what they want because, one, they have confidence in themselves. Two, they understand the money issue better than most, because they decided way early on they weren't going to get in the credit card trap. And three, they reinforce it by making sure that they surround themselves with people with like mind. I've talked to people here in Los Angeles and Beverly Hills about it, and of course it's pertinent to everybody, because everybody has to do with credit card issues. But what's not pertinent is what their debt ratio is and how important it is to get rid of that, because they're in a different, completely different mindset with the amount of money that they're making in income. Now, because I've had callers that come up that have emailed or whatever that say, hey, I've got $3,000. And to them, it's like $3 million. It's totally relative to basically the age, where you are in life, the state you're in, everything depends on. So it's all relative. But again, if you have got to yourself in a situation where, you know, you can't survive anymore, you're just existing, your entire business is contingent upon your credit cards, you've already lost. It's over. I got a call from the other day about somebody that was saying, listen, my entire business is based upon my credit cards. And I'm like, well, why? Why did you do that? Why are you having a business where you know the issue is setting you up for failure? Don't you think that there's a better way of doing things? And a lot of people just don't know. They don't understand. This program, this network, it's all about re-educating, new ideas, new ways to make money, survival in an economy where everybody's running around trying to figure out how to pay their bills, stay afloat, and have some kind of decent lifestyle all at the same time. So it's a lot to deal with. I've had people on the phone with me that are on the total brink of tears and depression and in some cases like divorce, and they can't seem to see, just imagine themselves in a different place. Now, one of the things I want to address here, because I've gotten some emails about it and I've gotten some calls, is the commercial I'm running. Very simple. Very simple. Most people don't feel good about anything. They don't know how. They've not been trained to. If you even hypothesize the idea of feeling good about anything, it almost is a threat to the host or the individual that's even thinking about that. And the reason why I made that commercial a specific way is, one, to interrupt your patterns. Two, it's to induce a different state that you're not normally associated with credit cards and your debt. Because most of you that call in to me feel as if you have to confess to me and tell me all the things that happened to you and rationalize your morality of what kind of person you are. I've paid my bills. I've done all this, da-da-da-da-da-da. So what I was doing with that is to creating new neural associations between the feelings that you have with your debt or alleged debt and how you're going to deal with it. Because, look, feel bad, make bad decisions. Feel good, make good decisions. You need to feel good first, then make decisions that are in the best interest with the best and most information right in front of you. Do that. That is the way to move ahead in life. If you consistently have bad feelings regarding debt all the time, regardless if you're in the program or not, you will maintain that consciousness, and it will be reinforced for you. We don't have to do anything. You can drive. You can get on your phone. You can go to a restaurant. All of those issues will be put right in front of you, and the reinforcement of those ideas 24/7, all the time. See, there's a battle about how you emotionally feel about money all the time and who's going to set the course. Do you want to use your brain, or you want somebody else to use it for you and decide how you're going to feel about it? Hence, that is why I made that commercial a specific way. It was looked into by a bunch of people. I thought about it a long time. And I thought, okay, you know what? There needs to be a new way and a new idea about how we think about debt. And the word itself is such a big deal in this country now, and the way we feel about it, that it's broken up families, school issues with students, all of that. That is the reason why I did it that way. It was designed that way to allow yourself to easily move into a different state, because most people make big decisions in their life when they're in a bad state. They're in a bad physiological feeling. Now, some of you probably are like, okay, I understand that now, blah, 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 great. Now, one of the people that is one of the best and probably most notorious, famous people of all time that is genius is Tony Robbins. And what he does is he understands that all behavior, self-esteem and everything is going on a neurological level, chemical level of the body. So most of the time when people see him in his movies or at his conferences, everybody's jumping up and down, the music is playing, etc., etc. The reason he's doing that is to change the physiological state internally inside the person before they layer on new behavior patterns and install new kind of models of thinking so they can move forward in their life. Again, this issue with the credit cards is going on inside of you. It is not outside of you, it's inside of you. How you feel about it, how you relate to it, all of those things. This is because the only game in town that has any merit to it all at all is the one that's going on inside of you. And most of you have not taken the time out, and nobody told you because of colleges, education, TV, media, etc., how this whole banking infrastructure works. Hence, you get Ron Paul getting on national TV and the debate forum talks about the banking, and nobody acknowledges it. Nobody even looks at him. And there you go. For those of you that saw that, now you understand what I'm talking about. It makes a big difference what language is, and because language is it has limitations to it, but it's also like a grid on your minds. So, like, for instance, all these ad campaigns, American Express, don't leave home without it. I mean, that was conditioned, installed on people a long time ago. They don't want you to leave home without it. They want it attached to your body at all times. So whenever you need to spend money, don't leave home without it. Like, you know, don't forget to turn off the stove before you leave. Don't forget to have your credit card. It's all that reality. That thing has been going on for so long, and advertisers are genius, and being able to install these things and create kind of a fun attitude about the use of credit cards, and we know it's not going to work. None of it works. That's why your situation with, for those of you that have been to Vegas, they change your cash to chips for a reason, psychologically. It feels different if you go on the craps table and you spend cash versus if you have chips. Chips, for those of you, you don't hold them every day, so you don't really have any feelings associated with them, except, well, they're new and they feel different, and I'm going to start betting. It's a lot different when you use cash in bet than when you use chips in debt. Same thing with credit cards. They give you these cards, and they create all these identity issues with the card. Which card you use? Is it a gold card? Is it a black card? Is it a platinum card? All these things play a role of when you're sitting down with dinner with your friends and it's time to pay up, which card you come out with. And most of you think that if you come out with America's Black Card that your life is set. Well, everybody knows if you have American Express Black Card that you get billed once a year and you have the ability to spend like $500,000, something like that. So it's like a status thing, but it's totally retarded because none of it's real. It's garbage. It's useless. There's no vitamins and minerals to that. It's all candy garbage that doesn't help you in the long run when you're trying to set up yourselves financially. Now, other thing I wanted to bring up as well, for those of you that have asked me where to invest your money, gold. Gold, 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 gold. It's the safest thing right now. I've mentioned before I'm not like an economist. I'm not an investment advisor at all. But pretty much throughout unilaterally across the board, investing in gold is the way to go. And you can do that with Republic Trading. If you go to the republicbroadcasting.org, go there, you will get the best rates, I assure you, for gold. If you're looking to liquidate assets that you have, main out, or whatever you're doing, get some gold. It'll be the smartest thing you'll do. Plus, you're going to end up making a lot of money on it because I know it's going up and down. I don't know what the exact gold rate is right now, so don't ask me to quote that because I don't know. But as you well know, and anybody that's listening to this, since this broadcast has been on, it has gone up and up and up. So it is a good time for you to go ahead and buy gold. Now, again, if you're trying to call in and express your grievances about the credit cards, you may do so at 800-313-9443. Again, it's 800-313-9443. Now, I want to go back just a second to talk about the issue with identity theft and the new issue coming out with debit cards. I talked about this the other day. I want everybody to watch out for it because this is a I never even saw this coming, but again, with the banks, if it's sleazy, scummy, and deceptive and makes them profit, they're going to do it. The debit cards are going to be coming out to all of you guys, and they're going to look like the same format as your regular credit cards. Of course, the customer agreement is going to be different. If you are issued a debit card that is not associated with your bank, in other words, if you bank at B of A and you have American Express deciding that they're going to do business with you with a debit card because you're a good slave, do not do this. It's going to cause a lot of problems with your bank. You have identity theft issue. You're going to have issues with whether or not you have money in the account in the first place. If for some reason you drop the card, somebody gets the information off that card, they can swipe out and get your money out of your account immediately, and then it's gone. Gone. Then figure this. Imagine going into your local bank, say it's B of A or Wells Fargo or whatever, and then having to explain, well, I have a debit card from American Express, and then American Express is having to deal with your local bank, and you're going to have to write up a bunch of paperwork, and then you have to determine whether or not who stole what from you, and then you probably have to – it's not going to be done in one day because it's just not, because nobody has those answers in one day, because if there were – people – had 10 grand taken out of their account all of a sudden because somebody got your numbers and ID and swiped it or happened to do that, and the credit card companies say you're going to be reimbursed in one day, give me a break. Since whenever do they do things in 24 hours? Never, ever, ever, ever. And then when you call and express your grievances to the credit card companies, they will do anything to maintain and keep you as a customer, including lowering your interest rate like 2 points, big whoop-de-doo. That does nothing for you at all, or they may offer some kind of special deal to extra mileage for airplane flights, anything to make you think that you're going to be saving money so you maintain that allegiance to the bank and make them think they're helping you. Again, it's a big mistake. Get out of it. Be cash and carry. Use the courage that you have. Realize that you can manifest the money that you need to survive. If it requires you getting another job, changing careers, whatever, do it. Don't allow yourself, just because you get out of all your credit card debt, suddenly everything is okay. You're going to have to re-strategize the way you manage your money and the way you spend it. I mean, John and I were talking about yesterday, well, it really sucks having to go to the bank and get $300 out of your checking account because you got to go around and do your errands and pay for this and pay for that. It's a pain because a lot of times there's things that happen all of a sudden. You get a flat tire. You see somebody you know, oh, let's go out for drinks, or you do this or that, and before you know it, that $300 is down to nothing. But there's great advantages to that. Number one, when you pay it in cash, it's done. No paper comes in, no calls, no harassment, nothing. Finished. That's the good part. The second part is you learn the value of your work associated with your income so that you realize, well, do I really want to spend $100 on dinner with me and my friends tonight? Is it worth it to me when I'm spending cash? It's a whole different reality that most of you have no idea about. And I say you because most of you that have credit card debt are stepping into a new environment where you're going to learn how to manage your funds in a different way after spending years and years and years with credit cards in your business. It's a real nightmare. But one of the things we want to do here at some point, I'm trying to book a particular guest, I won't say who, to come in and talk about living a cash and carry lifestyle and what you need to do in order to facilitate that so that it works for you instead of against you. Because, look, take it from me. I have done all the mistakes with credit cards, and the reason I made all the mistakes is out of total ignoramus, idiocy, because nobody told me, so I had to find out the hard way. So I don't want that to happen to you guys. So we're going to return right after this. James Martinez with Cashflow. This is Thursday. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. We'll be back coming right after the break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, it's James Martinez. We're back. If some of you are wondering where John is, he is out today. Should be back tomorrow. He was getting some dental work done. I think they managed to use a massive drill saw on his teeth or something like that. So he's a little bit under the weather. I hope he's feeling better. Again, everybody, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. I think we just got another caller in. Who is the caller? Daniel from California. Daniel, are you there? Hello, Daniel.
Fantastic to hear you, James.
Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Fantastic. Happy Valentine's Day to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Yes. How's it going? Excuse me?
How's it going? What's on your mind?
Oh, it's going very well, James. I try everything to get you to go out with me to the Playboy Mansion, but I guess this doesn't happen.
Well, I joke. Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day would probably be the great day to go there.
Yes, we can talk about other things now. I tell you something, James. I don't call to talk about the women so much. I talk about the money. I am receiving phone calls constantly from the bank now that I have become a member of, court mediation services.
Right.
The credit card company. Is this normal, right, James?
Yeah, usually they do, but you know what? For you, if you email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, I will send you something to stop the phone calls because I know that drives you crazy. I want to know, what are they saying on your machine, though? That's what I'm most interested in, what lies that they're saying
on
your machine.
They don't say anything, my friend. It's empty. It's nothing.
They don't leave a message.
They don't. I think they hear my accent and they get scared and hang up the phone.
Really? How many calls a day do you get?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Maybe 10 phone calls a day.
10 phone calls a day.
10 phone calls a day, yeah.
Well, are you sick of that stuff? You need some help with that?
I need help with this, James, because, my phone call is very busy, and my phones are very busy all day long, and to have these nonsense phone calls, which I believe are against the law.
Yeah. So it is harassment. You know what? I'll send me an email. I'll get some for you, the letters for you. You can stop all that stuff. They should stop if you send them a certified return receipt and regular mail letter once. If it goes on after that, let me know, and I'll get you something for the FTC and Attorney General to complain about them as well.
That's good. That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Other thing I'd like to talk to you about, James, I hear your commercial on the air.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it's fantastic, man.
Oh, thanks.
I don't totally understand, but I think it's fantastic. Maybe you can explain to me why you sound like you're laying in a bubble bath with women. I don't know.
I mentioned earlier, what I was trying to do is...
I missed it. I'm so sorry.
Different feeling about credit cards with people, because most people, when they have credit cards and debt, it's all bad, all negative, it's all stressful, and like when people... aiming their lives in a new way, they need to have new ideas and new feelings about future probabilities and their relationships with money. That's what I was doing
it for. Fantastic. Yes, it gives me a good feeling when I hear it, yes?
Great. We like
that. Yeah, you say feel good, and I do feel good. What can I say?
Great.
Yeah.
So what do you have plans? Do you have plans for Valentine's Day? I'm sure you do.
My friend, Valentine's Day for me is a very dangerous day. Because...
Why?
There are a few beautiful women in my life, and I have to have a Valentine with every one of them.
Oh, my God. Use cash, okay?
I always use cash, James. No more credit card.
All right, good man, good man. All right, okay. We're closing up, man. Thanks a lot for your call, okay? You hang
okay.
in.
Okay. Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
Man. Take care. All right, this is Cashflow with James Martinez. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. If you need to reach me, getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. All right, everybody, have a great one, and we will talk to you all tomorrow. Take care, everybody.